Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, and welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today. Hope you're having a wonderful day. This is a wonderful day for us because I've got two of my favorite folks that are here. Dr. Daniel Amen, Dr. Sherry Keffer. One introduced me to the other. Both have been a great blessing. And so, hi, Dr. Amen and Dr. Keffer. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing well. Better to be on the air with you, too. And I do love you both. You guys are meant to know each other. That is true. And I have loved to see how Dr. Amen, Steve, helped make your brain better. I know what it looked like before he got his hands in your brain world. And you're a different person today because of what he directed you to do.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that, and I thank Dr. Amen for actually looking at my brain, which nobody had ever done before. Dr. Amen, we're talking about your book, Your Brain is Always Listening. So is China, based on some of the things I hear about the internet. But anyway, when it comes to the brain, it's always listening. And I'm just wondering, what is really some of the... You're doing a happiness project here. What are some of the things that you could help somebody else's brain hear that would really help it versus what we do to bring people down, tear them? What are some great messages to give folks to help their brain rather than make it more painful for them?
Well, I think the most exciting message is you're not stuck with the brain you have. You could make it better, and I can prove it. I get it. Wake up every day excited about that. I mean, in the last show we did together, we had a listener who had a stroke, you know, which is a disaster for brain function.
Yeah.
Yet by looking at it, doing hyperbaric oxygen, doing the right thing, her brain is better. And, you know, I want to create brain envy everywhere. I want people to love their brains and just do a better job of taking care of it. But you need to know, well, what are you feeding it? And then your brain is always listening. I talk about the dragons from the past, you know, how the past is always infecting the present. I talk about bad habit dragons. But what I've been having so much fun with this month is we're doing a 30-day happiness challenge, 30dayhappinesschallenge.com. People can sign up. It's free. We have 30,000 people taking the challenge, and people don't know that the foundation of happiness. Actually did a study of 500 consecutive patients, Damon Clinics, and we gave them the Oxford Happiness Questionnaire, and then we looked at their brain. And if you're unhappy, you have low blood flow to the front part of your brain. I mean, really significant. And that's why you don't let a child hit a soccer ball with their forehead, or don't smoke or vape or smoke marijuana or alcohol, because they lower frontal lobe function, which means they're going to lower your happiness. Better brain, more happiness. So healthy brain, happier life.
All right. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the number to call if something in your life is not making you happy. We'll help you with that, but you have to call us. And when you do, well, we're so excited because we've got a call center. In fact, a person was just saying the other day, they're different than most any other call center out there. They really, really care. They've got the time that you need to help you. That's at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. When we come back, we'll go right to our phone calls. We're talking about this book that Dr. Amen has written, his latest, Your brain is always listening. You want to be sure it's hearing some really good things. I know a lot of kids, their brain is listening, and everything they hear is really crummy. That's not good. We can change that.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, Dr. Daniel Amen, Dr. Sherry Keffer, and now Linda from Ann Arbor, Michigan has a question for us. Hi, Linda. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Excellent. What's going on?
Good. Well, I fell in the night about 18 months ago, and I went head-on into a dresser.
Oh.
And it was the front of my forehead, the right side of my forehead. And anyway, I went and had a CAT scan within a day or two, and they said no concussion. But my personality changed. I ended up with vertigo really bad within 2 weeks. Hmm. And I was out driving thinking I was normal, right? And I went into my bank where everybody knows me, and I wanted to take out a loan because I messed up my checking account. I couldn't do my checking account. And they said, no, Linda, you need to go home. So I went home. Nobody could figure out what I was doing, and I didn't get Linda back until about 18 months after the hit in my head. But they told me I had no concussion. I had something. And now, you know, I'm seeing a therapist, and I have anxiety and get defensive, like when my younger sister comes up with answers that I can't seem to pull up anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm 70. And, you know, I think all of it kind of ties together, but people need to, I think, I had a concussion, and I think people need to know if you bang your head and it says negative, but your personality changes, that there's something wrong.
All right. Dr. Amen, what do you think about this when you hear something like this where somebody's kind of saying, well, you're okay, no concussion, but she's not experiencing okay?
So mild traumatic brain injury, that's what you had. It's a major cause of psychiatric and cognitive problems. And very few people know about it because they go to the emergency room, they get a CAT scan. A CAT scan will tell you whether or not you had a bleed, and, you know, somebody should take care of that right away. It doesn't tell you whether or not you had a concussion. It looks at the structure of your brain, which is fine. That's good news. But it doesn't tell you one thing about the function of your brain. And often with concussion spec, the study we do at Amen Clinics looks at blood flow and activity, is the leading indicator of trouble, which means it's going to tell you way before a CAT scan or an MRI will tell you if your brain got hurt. Clearly, your brain was hurt. And yes, you would get concussion, mild traumatic brain injury. And healing it is so important. So, Steve, maybe we can send her my book, Memory Rescue, or The End of Mental Illness, because both of them have chapters on repairing traumatic brain injuries. And we want to put your brain, Linda, into a healing environment. And I'm a huge fan of therapy, but, you know, I think of therapy as a software program, and you have to make sure you have hardware, your brain, that can actually run the program. And, you know, I think that's why Sherry and I have been friends for so long, because, you know, you think of it like hardware and software. You got to get the hardware right, the physical functioning of your brain, and then you still have to program it. And concussions can cause grief because you lose a part of yourself, and that makes you sad and makes you frustrated. And just because you're 70, well, I'm 67, you know, I think we're super young, but we also need to be super careful about taking care of our brain, because aging's not a great thing for the brain.
Yeah. Sherry, you have thoughts here?
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm a nurse, and I was an oncology nurse, and it was very complicated, very hard, and now I'll do things, and I'll say, how the hell did I ever do the nursing I did, the emergencies, right now, let's snap to it, because I have anxiety now, and I'm not sure of myself.
Well, okay. And Sherry, what are you thinking?
The head injury got worse.
Yeah, and if I, one of the things I loved about being at Amen Clinics for 5 years is I was able to do the trauma work there, the EMDR. And what Dr. Amen said is so true. There's a great marriage in having somebody really looking at what's going on biologically with your brain, the hardware. And then to let someone like myself, if I was working with you, I would be doing some EMDR, which stands for eye movement desensitization reprocessing. Because one thing I've already picked up about you, Linda, is you already have brain envy. You already have it. You know what your brain felt like when it was working better. And yet, when we have a fall like you had, right, you hit your head, that's a trauma. It's an emotional trauma, and oftentimes people that have something like that happen wire in, their brain wires in this negative belief that sounds something like this, I'm permanently damaged. That's a negative thought. Now with EMDR, I would focus, we would start with your negative thought, and then you and I would set the positive. The opposite of that would be, I can be healthy and have a better brain. Now EMDR could help you move from, I'm permanently damaged, something's wrong with me, which would create anxiety. That thought in and of itself can create anxiety. But the very fact that you can be healthy and have a better brain is true by doing the right things. And you'll love Dr. Amen's books. They're going to be on your way. There's things you can do as soon as that book comes right to your home to start taking care of yourself.
You know, I made something up, and I think it's part of this. Is that we can have this, if we're working in healthcare or any kind of helping others, we can come up with this, we don't even say it out loud, but it's kind of a trauma immunity. We start to think, oh, look, I'm helping all these people, so grateful, none of this kind of stuff's happening to me, and then boom, it happens to you. And that is traumatic when you kind of think you're above it all, it's not going to happen. That can be painful. I'll send you a copy of The End of Mental Illness, because I love that book. That's one of my favorite, and I hope that that's going to help you. Don't give up. Hang in there. And, you know, if somebody tells you everything's okay and it's not okay, then, you know, keep looking for the solution. And one of the things that I really believe to be true is that no one thing ever fixes everything. Usually there's a combination
it's
of
true.
Things
it's
to
true,
do.
It's true, Steve.
And anybody saying all you have to do, I hate hearing, well, you know, if you want to lose weight, all you have to do. There is not an all you have to do, or you only have to do this. Let's go to Marie Maiden, Massachusetts. WEZE is the station. Hi there, Marie. How are you?
I'm good. I have a question for Dr. Amen. It's regarding, I don't know what's wrong with my brain, insomnia. Since I would say all my life I suffer from insomnia, I could never have a full night of sleep. I will lay down for 2 hours before I can sleep for maybe half an hour or an hour. Then I will wake up. I will sleep again for another 2 hours. I will be up. I will sleep again for another 3 hours. I will wake up. If I wake up 3 times a night, that's a good time. That's a good night for me. So it's really awful. It's every single night, 2 hours before I even fall asleep.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Dr. Amen?
I wonder if that.
So, Marie, is the question, what is the question about sleep? How can you get better sleep?
Is it something wrong with my brain that I can never fall asleep or stay asleep? It takes me a long time to fall asleep, and if I fall asleep, I will wake up right after, like an hour or two after.
Yeah, it's not good for you. What I often see on scans is your brain stem, so lower in your brain, is probably working too hard, and it's not allowing you to get into deep stages of sleep and stay there in a way that helps you. Sleep is so important, because when we sleep, the brain cleans and washes itself. And people who chronically get less than 6 hours of sleep at night have more cognitive problems, because it's like the brain can't do the maintenance it needs. I have a doctor in our Chicago clinic, Shane Criado, who's our sleep specialist. So he's a psychiatrist, but he's also a trained sleep doctor from the University of Wisconsin. Having a consult with Dr. Criado could be really helpful. And of course, you want to avoid anything that hurts your sleep, especially gadgets after dark, and engage in habits that really promote that, promote healthy sleep. But yours sounds complicated to me, and I think working with a sleep doctor is just essential to keeping your brain healthy and young.
And I have an additional thought for you, Marie, and I'm gonna risk here a little bit with you. From 0 to maybe 10 years old, do you have a lot of childhood memories or not?
I would say not a lot. I would say medium.
I figured that, and this is what I'm wondering. And I know if I was having a cup of coffee and just chatting with you at a Starbucks, I would probably be exploring early trauma. And let me tell you why. I have had clients come to me, and I wouldn't be surprised if you had a SPECT scan done with Dr. Amen. You might have something that's Dr. Amen calls a diamond plus pattern. And this is when a diamond's not a girl's best friend. It's a pattern that they see when somebody has had trauma in their life, post-traumatic stress, an event. And I've had folks come to me on occasion where they had early childhood abuse, early sexual abuse, where it wasn't safe for them to fall asleep because there was a sexual predator in their home. There was a sexual predator in their family. Or maybe they stayed over at a friend's house and somebody sexually acted out with them. And so their body goes into this heightened state of awareness, you know, like watchfulness. I kind of see it like watchmen on the wall. Like they don't feel like their body doesn't feel comfortable going to sleep at night because they feel like they got to sleep with one eye open because something really horrible happened to them. And so
I agree with you, but it really wasn't, if I can remember, it's not really for me. As a child, when I lay down, I was always worried about my mother. I would always keep my eyes open and worry about my mother. As a child, and everybody else in the house should be sleeping, and I'm off. And now, with my age, I can never fall asleep. My mind would be racing when I lay down. I'm thinking. My mind never stops. I fight to clear up my mind. Nothing can stop me.
So
my mind stops moving once I use the
So guess what? You just found it. That's it. You've always worried about your mother. What was going on with your mother?
She was fine, but if she was out, I would worry if she's going to get back home. I was worried about things, and then, you know, my mind is racing. And now that, you know, I have a nice and quiet life, my mind never stops. My mind always wander at night.
I know. You know why? Because you've got a trauma memory. You've got a little girl in there. There's a trauma memory that's young that hasn't come to a point in your adult life that you're, you know, like Dr. Amen talks about, your brain's always listening. Well, you've got a young trauma that hasn't listened to the present. You do have a quiet lifestyle, but your brain and that early trauma hasn't been quieted yet. And so I would highly recommend you do what Dr. Amen said, get involved with their sleep program. But then I would add to it to have some EMDR and to work with somebody to actually target that fear that you had early on in order to help you put that to rest. You can change your brain. You can change it physically and you can change it emotionally. We do it all the time.
I'd love that.
All right, I'm gonna send you Your Brain Is Always Listening. Glad you called. So sorry for what you've been through.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Really a great breakthrough moment there to find out that, yeah, Mom was out, didn't know if she'd ever come back. Have to wonder where she might have been. Let's go to Chris. That's Washington, D.C., WAVA. Hi, Chris. You were on with Dr. Amen, Dr. Sherry Keffer. Hi, how are you?
Good. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I had a... Basically, as I was growing up, my parents were very controlling and critical. So now I'm an adult, and when I go to family holidays, it seems like there's one person on each side of the family who's the big attention getter. It seems like they're always nitpicking or criticizing me. So I just ignore them. But then, it just over time, it seemed to get worse and worse, even like yelling or ridicule, like for no reason, just, you know. So I guess my question is, should I just not go anymore? Oh, and when I say something to their spouse, they spouse defended them. So should I, of course, I've done a lot of research on my own on narcissism and sociopathy, but should I just stop going? Like, it's to the point where I don't even want to go to the holidays anymore.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Well, what have you said to them, to the actual offender? Anything?
No. I just sit there in silence and hope it goes away and they can try to ignore them. And I did say something to the spouses, but that's about it.
Yeah. Well, Sherry, let's start with you, and then we'll ask Dr. Amen his perspective on this.
Chris, it's heartbreaking. It is heartbreaking to hear your story. And having grown up in a family system that was very critical, they're perfectionist, they're always pointing out the wrong or negative. And you know, there are whole family systems that can be born with brains that are akin to this. And it's there's a part of the brain that's called the cingulate gyrus, which it's the gear shifter, right, of the brain, and it can help you focus on what needs to be focused on. But it can also be a part of the brain that can hold on to hurts and that can be very critical and oppositional and argumentative, and if it's working too hard. And I see folks like yourself, Chris, that are pained because not only did they grow up with it, but that pattern is continuing. Now, I grew up, there's one side of the family that is kind of that way, and I just went to a wedding this weekend, and I got to tell you, it was awkward, because I did take a run on it. At one point in my life, I actually approached the person who had the behavior that was hurting people, and guess what happened? It was turned on me. It just didn't fare well. But what I noticed about myself this weekend is I felt myself wanting to shut down. I felt myself wanting to be small. I felt myself wanting to just even get up and go. But this is what I said to myself while I was there. I was there to celebrate my niece and her new husband. And I thought, why? Why do these people hold this much power? And so then I started just sitting back and watching them. And instead of feeling small, I started focusing in how grateful I am that I'm different, that I don't end up criticizing and hurting others, that I do have more compassion and love. There was only two of us from my family system invited to this wedding. There was 125 people, and I was one of two because of all the judgment that's come towards my family. We're like pariah in their eyes. But you know what? I thought, I'm not going to let them win. I'm not going to let them win. I'm there to love my niece. And so I get it. We feel like we just want to stop going. But then doesn't that just replicate what we grew up with? We just stay small. I can take small doses of that, but I had to really hold on to all the therapy I've done and hold on to my core strength when I was there just to be comfortable in my own skin. And I'm really proud of me, go me, for staying the course. And so that's why I think I have a lot of compassion towards you. Mm-hmm. It's not who you are. It's the environment that you have been in. But pulling away completely, what's the goal? What is that going to do for you?
Just to not have to deal with them.
I know, brother. I know. It is so hard. It's so hard. And it can defeat us. It can make us feel like we don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But you do matter. I hear you. I hear the tension. I know the hurt. And I'm so sorry about what happened and how long it's been.
Dr. Amon, any thoughts on this? And I really... Tough way to be going through life and folks like this in your life.
So many thoughts. Just a couple of weeks ago is the anniversary of my father's death. And he was hard for me. And, you know, even as accomplished as I am, would belittle me. And, you know, what I learned was to be the change you want to see. So authentic, positive, despite his criticism. And 5 years before he died, he needed me because he got sick, and our relationship dramatically shifted in a positive way. So you just, you know, don't show up often. I would cut that frequency down.
Mm-hmm.
And when you show up, just show up as your best self.
Yeah.
And then you begin to change the history of your family.
All right. We'll be back right after this for more New Life Live.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of 7 books, including Growth Has No Boundaries by Drs. John Townsend and Henry Cloud, Take Your Life Back by Steve Arterburn and Dr. Dave Stoop, and the Emotional Freedom Workbook. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And
I got to say something, Steve. You and I were chatting about, you know, a family situation that you were thinking of. And I thought, hey, Chris, you've got Steve, Dr. Amon, myself, and you. We could do some group work right now. I mean, this is what the beauty of group care and being in a small group, you know, New Life offers, that mm-hmm. the Finding Freedom Weekend and others, where we have people share to offload these burdens that so many of us can relate to. And I mm-hmm. just want you to know, Chris, you're not alone. There, you know, it's comforting, even though the situation isn't comfortable, but it's comforting to just talk about it with other people that have been hurt, like yourself. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm going to send you Healing is a Choice. I hope that that's going to be a blessing to you. Here's a phone call for Dr. Amon. Elaine, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. WFIL. Hi, Elaine. How are you? Elaine, are you there?
Maybe we'll come back to her.
We will just have to do that. All right, let's. How about we go over here to I believe this is Sam, Tucker, Georgia. Sam, how are you? What's going on in your life today, Sam? Yeah.
Yeah, I had a question. I have had tinnitus for 5 or 6 years now, and my general practitioner has said that if it's in both ears, they don't really know what it could be causing it. There's no really treatment for it. If it's in one ear, he said it could be a tumor pressing on something. And mine's definitely in both ears. And I was just wondering if Dr. Amen has any knowledge about tinnitus and whether it is a brain issue or a hearing issue.
Dr. Amen, what are you thinking there?
Well, your hearing comes from your brain. So it's generally an inner ear issue. And have you seen an ENT doctor? I think that's the first place I'd start.
Not about this. No, I haven't.
Yeah, so I would do it to find the latest treatment for it. Sometimes you're actually doing a treatment called transcranial magnetic stimulation, and that has been shown to be helpful. Other times, headphones with really soft music, instrumental music can be critically helpful or very helpful for it. But your first stop is to see a really experienced ears, nose, and throat person to get a good look at your inner ears.
Okay.
A lot of people do struggle, and then they do something different, and it really does provide them the relief. Shockingly, they start to think it's hopeless, but it isn't. Speaking of hopeless, Larry has never been hopeless in his life, and he has led so many hopeless people to get the help they need. Larry, what do you have for us today?
Well, I want to read you a quick testimony and just encourage you. If you believe in New Life, if you, like this gentleman does, just consider, please, making a gift. You know, we're coming off this big campaign of the matching gift, and everybody's kind of taking a sigh, but we're going to need to continue to just receive support ongoing. Listening to New Life on the radio now for about 2 weeks, I realized the people answering questions from callers really do care about helping. Today, a caller by the name of Mary, who had a mental breakdown a while back, you could hear in her voice the struggle to answer questions. You all were authentic with the empathy and compassion you showed her by your suggestions and advice, even from your personal backgrounds. Your help is an answer to many people's problems that otherwise would not be addressed. It proves that God brings people into others' lives that can help them with their struggles. And as you said, God is rich in mercy, transforming lives through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So, amen.
I love hearing that.
Yeah, you guys are doing it right. People are believing you.
Well, that's great. That's a new listener, too. Two weeks, and he already wrote us. That's amazing.
So, just thank you, everybody who's given. Please continue to give. We need it. It's important. It helps people's lives change. Thank you.
Well, it is such a blessing to be able to be a distributor or a messenger of God's mercy in a world that's so full of shame. And if you can help us, just call us. 1-800-NEW-LIFE would be a big, big help.
Just think about it. Here's Sam, right, calls in just now. He's had tinnitus for 5 years. He's on with Dr. Amen, and Dr. Amen points him towards an ear, nose, and throat person. He's never been in 5 years. I mean, that could be the change.
Yeah.
Right there could be the thing that moves him in the direction he needs to go. And that's because we're on the air. That's because we have the ability to hear your stories uniquely and then provide some hope and intervention that is for you. And all of us are listening, right? I mean, Dr. Amen's book, Your Brain's Always Listening, but our New Life listeners are always listening to what we do and what we share.
Preach
and we really do care. We really do want to see people experience some radical, radical change and healing. To that point, thank you, Larry.
Let's go to
T, Virginia Beach, Virginia, WPMH. Hi, how are you, D?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Well, it's pretty noisy there in the background. We'll try to hear you, see how this could go.
I have to say, I've been to Virginia
Beach.
Can
you hear me better now?
Yeah.
I've been to Virginia Beach, and I've seen the sandcastles that you all do there once a year. My goodness, I can see them in my mind's eye right now. So you live in a beautiful area.
Thank you.
How can we help?
So I have two concerns. My son, he's intellectually disabled. I think he's actually been abused, but I don't know for sure. He's acting out really, really bad with violent tendencies. He's on the higher functioning end, so I do think he understands some of the stuff he's doing. But I mean, he'll have these episodes where you can't control him. You know, he's like, he doesn't know why he's angry. You know, he'll tell you, I don't know why I feel like this. So I don't know. He has a lot of different things going on.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get him the proper counseling, or I don't know, you know, proper medicine or whatever. And then my husband, I'm having an issue with him. He has an addiction. And I don't know how to help neither one of them at this point. I'm so frustrated with both of them. A couple of callers ago, I heard the lady when she said she may have had, well, I think you also heard that she may have, because I don't remember anything before I was like 10 or 11, so I don't even know, you know, I might have experienced something myself, but thank God I don't have any drug or alcohol issues. It's just dealing with my husband and my son. It's like driving me crazy.
So what is the question we could help you with, and especially Dr. Amen here? What do you think?
How do I help? I know you said something about getting your brain. How do I try to get them the help, you know, they need as far as, you know, getting, I don't know where to begin.
Okay.
Sounds like you're overwhelmed, T. What type of addiction does your husband have, and then how old is your son?
It's cocaine, and my son is 29.
Okay.
Dr. Amen, your thoughts here?
Well, it's a heavy burden. To have a son that's troubled and to have a husband that's unreliable, it's a heavy burden. And I think you start by just trying to understand that there's a brain component for both of them. Whenever I hear about an acting out disabled violent person, I'm thinking to myself, what happened to their brain? Did they have a lack of oxygen? Have they had a head injury? Have they had an infection? And that we should, if he's willing, we should look at his brain to try to understand why you could have impulsive violence, compulsive violence, or violence from a temporal lobe problem that happened as a result of a trauma, physical trauma. And then, you know, the reason I fell in love with imaging, with our brain imaging work, is actually started when I was the director of a dual diagnosis unit. It's a psychiatric hospital unit that takes care of drug addicts. And the scans were so helpful to sort of scare people. You know, they'd go, here's a healthy brain, here's the addicted brain. They're like, oh my God, I'm going to become demented if I don't stop. And so understanding is probably the most help I can give you in this call, is there reasons for those behaviors. And if we could understand them, hopefully people can get, your son and husband can get the help they need, which will dramatically decrease your stress.
All right. So glad that you called. Let me send you this. Your brain is always listening.
And I just want to say one thing to T. Hey, T,
yeah.
I want you to get into an Al-Anon group today. You, girl, need some support. You've got one addict and maybe somebody else who's using, and I just want to make sure you're cared for.
Great, great point. We'll take a break. We'll come right back for more of New Life Live, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'd love to help you find a counselor, a book, a resource. We'd love to invite you to one of our intensives that have helped so many people. We really can help, but you have to call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be back after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Let's talk with Elaine, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. WFIL is the station. Hi,
hello.
Elaine. How are you? Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, this is Ben right here, our son. He's 34 years old. Okay, so you're wanting to know what question?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, well, on the last job that he just got kind of laid off from, he was there how long? About 3 weeks, maybe?
No, I was there 90 days.
Oh, he was there, 90 days? 3 months?
Yeah. I was there in the winter, too. I was there throughout the winter, too.
At Eagle?
Yes.
You're
all right. So well, what's so the question for us, then?
Okay. So when he had the job, he has intense anxiety. Is that right, Ben?
Yes.
So that he couldn't maybe follow all their requirements, and he lost the job. So he is on medication for the, he has risperidone 2 milligrams and paroxetine 40.
Okay.
But if he got extra medication, then he might be so sleepy that he would fall asleep.
Okay.
So, over the years, he, we had anxiety in our family, and also I grew up with some anxiety, so I guess hurt people. I know, I asked a question about what to do, about how he could function on a job and be able to keep it.
Okay.
Because that's, now he doesn't have the job.
Okay, so Dr. Amon, where do we go with this first? What are you wondering about?
I would sign up for a 30-day happiness challenge. It's free. You're going to learn the big things I've learned over the last 40 years on how to manage your mind. 30dayhappinesschallenge.com. I would do that. And then, if you're maxing out the medication and it's making Ben sleepy, I would think of using some natural things like GABA or magnesium to see if those things won't be helpful for him. Of course, talk to his doctor about it. But most psychiatrists really have no idea about natural ways to help. And then simple things. There's an app I love called Awesome Breathing. And just learning when you get anxious to get control of your breathing or meditating can be so helpful, finding natural ways to calm the anxiety. But if it's causing you, Ben, to lose your job, then in between jobs, this becomes your job to get the best treatment for it, which is not just medication. It's learning skills. I always say to my patients, skills, not just pills, to learn to settle down. A busy brain you may have inherited, so it may not be your fault, but it's your responsibility to get on top of it. And responsibility is not fault. It's just your ability to respond to whatever hand you've been dealt.
Sherry, your thoughts here?
So, Elaine, can you tell Ben right now one of the things that you most admire about him as a person? Can you tell him that?
He's sincere, honest, and he's very, he wants to be kind. The friend that he had, a girlfriend not really a girlfriend, she's still a friend, but maybe not as serious as she had been. But she was very kind to him, and he admired her for her kindness. And you don't always find that today. People are,
So that's that kindness, Ben, how did it feel to have your mom say that you were kind? What was that like? Are you there, Ben?
Yes, I'm here.
How did that feel to say, have your mom say, one of the things she's really proud of you for is that you're kind?
I don't I don't know.
You don't know if you believe her?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I believe her, yes.
Okay.
I believe her.
Okay. But you don't know what?
I think I need to work on my kindness a little bit, some more.
Okay. Well, guess what?
I need to work on my kindness.
Yeah, I guess, you know what? We all need to work on our kindness. You just reminded all of us that, and that's why that 30-day happy challenge, I think, is going to be an amazing thing for you to do. And I would even say, Elaine, I would love you to do that as well. Focus in on what you guys are doing right. And then, Ben, are you seeing a counselor like myself right now? Do you have a relationship with a counselor, a therapist?
I'm working on it.
Okay.
He had a therapist.
I've been through therapists.
But he doesn't have one right now because
he's a therapist.
He's not in the program.
Yeah.
So what's GABA? Did the doctor say something about GABA?
GABA is a natural supplement that we have found to be very helpful for anxiety. 750 milligrams, 2 or 3 times a day. You can get it in most health food stores. And it's just GABA. What GABA does, it's a neurotransmitter, so it works in your brain to sort of calm things down, to put the brake on it.
Yeah.
You know, get them to one of our clinics and get scanned.
That would be great. That's
exactly. Could be really helpful.
Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. what I was going to say. Because there's a whole range of anxiety, right?
I wish we had more time. We're just about out of time. I do want to make this comment, and that is a lot of times our thinking is a problem in that things that bother us or make us anxious. It's due to our brain kind of magnifies things based on past experience or whatever. And then if we don't have a strategy, once it's been magnified to that level, then we blow up. We feel out of control. Anger takes over. So a couple of things. You need to change the thinking, of course, and then also new strategies. That's what a therapist can do. And Sherry, when we were on that GMA program, and the person says, what does all this mental stuff have to do with the Lord? And I said, you know, God brought order out of chaos. And here, the anxious brain is chaotic. And the therapist is the one that can help bring order to the chaos. And that is a great honor to God when that happens. Dr. Amon, you've done that so much. We love getting to have you on the program. You have brought order to so many lives that are chaotic. Thank you for being here. The book is Your Brain is Always Listening. You can get that book at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Also, Dr. Amon's clinics can really help you because they'll help you see, and they'll see what maybe no one has ever seen before in your brain. It's one thing to know, hey, my brain's all still there, but to know how it's functioning, where the brain blood flow is there, wow, what a gift that is. Hope you have a great day. We'll be right back here tomorrow. Hope and pray that you'll join us. Actually, we'll be here Monday. And God bless you. Thank you, Dr. Amon. Thank you, Dr. Sherry Keffer. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help, we would sure love to help you. You give us a call.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.